everybody, and welcome back to Ranger Chronicles. I am your host, Charlie Niemeyer, and today we are watching the next episode of Power Rangers RPM, entitled Not So Simple. So without any further ado, we're going to jump right into this, and we're going to get started here in 3, 2, 1, go!
A computer virus has built armies of robotic soldiers and taken control of our world. But there is still one place we can be safe. The domed city of Corinth. And the only hope we have left is...
Not So Simple was the 21st episode of Power Rangers RPM. It first aired on August 22nd, 2009, right after my birthday. Written by Matthew Negretti and directed by Peter Salmon. I love the idea that they have little kid books.
How much longer, Doc?
The weekly antivirus uploads merely slow the rate of growth. They don't reverse it. So it's not perfect, but it is working.
Summer's totally not answering the question, though.
Especially when it comes to Dylan. Oh, and her hair is super flippy. I should ask her what she uses. As our team leader, Scott is really brave and a total go-getter.
I'm just saying that if we can divert 70% of the shield power away from Zone Alpha,
this said no.
Come on.
Unfortunately, he's a lot like his dad. And for some reason, they never see eye to eye.
You can't just say no and not give me a reason.
I have work to do.
Gemini can always count on Ziggy to
as a parent, yes, you can.
So, when you come out of your morph, strike a victory pose, even if you haven't won yet. Oh, trust me, the chicks love it.
Although we don't always get his humor. And then there's Glenn. I suppose he's basically just...
a simple mechanic. Is that what you think? A simple mechanic?
You've read my diary!
Yes! I did. Accidentally.
Oh!
Now this. This converter gives Scott's car an extra 100 horses and conserved fuel. That is not simple. Okay, wait.
It also stopped working.
Want your car washed in 3 seconds? Simple. I think not. Nah, over here.
But it didn't mess up, so wow, that worked. I think the masterpiece is going to be important this episode.
You know what to do.
Go for Megazord!
Well, that was fast.
Is that a knife?
Oh, we're hit. Those are no ordinary lasers. They're negatively fused electrical discharges. You must avoid any further hits at all costs.
Easier said than done, Doc.
Rangers, disengage. The bot is charging up for...
Too late. Doc, can you tap into our auxiliary power reserve?
Negative. The charge has short-circuited the Megazord power grid. Stand by while I bypass the grid to access the bioenergy fields directly.
Malfax Megazord down!
more time.
Just a simple mechanic, eh? Well, take a look at this. Golden Black, hold still and thank me later. What is he?
What is he going to do?
Engine cell. I rewired to charge the Zord's combustion system.
Uh-oh. Let's see.
Wireless jumper cables.
Ranger Blue, hold your fire. That device is unsanctioned and most likely incompatible with my operating system.
Oh, for the love of Chumpet Titties, have a little faith, will ya?
Negative. If the electrical current interchanges polarities, it will result in...
Doc, systems have lost power.
Complete system failure.
Oops.
Oh, I don't get it. It should have worked.
Rangers, stand by for bioenergy flow reconfiguration.
This is going to be a problem for the episode, isn't it? Interesting. Oh. Interesting. Huh.
That was too close.
I know. We were almost destroyed.
No.
Of course it was a failure. General Bolts for Brains here designed it.
Ah, on the contrary, the bot has planted delayed energy charges inside Corinth. When activated, they will disrupt the city shields long enough to grant the next attack bot access into the city.
Kudos to me and my unrivaled design expertise.
So, every time they design an attack bot, it has a double plan, apparently.
And trust me when I say it promises to be unlike anything the Rangers have ever seen.
I'm sorry. To all of you, the engine cell should have worked. I honestly don't know what happened.
Then allow me to explain. You completely obliterated the bioenergy channels required to fuel the Megazord combining sequencing.
I'll go out on a limb and say that's a bad thing.
Until I can repair the channels, none of you will have enough power to achieve Megazord status.
So if the next attack bot supersizes before you can fix it...
Then we're done for.
All right, well, maybe if I could go back into the engine cell configurations,
You are not to pull another stunt like this ever again.
Stunt? Upgrading and improving mechanical devices is what I do. It's my profession.
I cut my own hair with lefty scissors. And yet I'm smart enough to know that as a barber, I'd be an abject failure. Funny how that works.
Also, dang.
Sure. Flynn screwed up today. But Dr. K should give him credit for trying. Right? He actually built some advanced stuff. Maybe he's not just a simple mechanic.
Well, that's that bit time.
You coming?
You go. I'll be right there.
She feels bad for him all. This is something they've never seen before?
Then what exactly is my job? You know, I refuse to just sit around twiddling my thumbs while...
You will do as I say. Remain here as the Hammerbot destroys...
Oh, she's getting in trouble.
Okay, well, I'm sworn not to reveal the secrets of Shadow Puppets, but, if you really want to know, I...
I don't.
Sorry, neither do I. Night.
You going to bed, Jim? Hey, that's my stuff you're messing with.
What do you call this thing?
It's a self-deploying combat weapon. It never really made it to the naming it stage on account of it not being sanctioned, but...
But nothing. It's brilliant.
All right, what's your angle, Missy?
No angle.
She's just trying to help, Flynn.
We give your fantastic little weapon some upgrades. Just you and me.
You and me? Not you and Jim. You're not gonna, finish my sentences, are you?
No? How do you feel about the name? Rotatag Sword.
The Raz.
Can you pass me that 3 mil driver?
Oh, she fell asleep too. That looks familiar. I think that's going to be important. Oh, dang. Fortunately, Flynn and Gemma have come up with something. Are they going to bring it up?
Hurry!
Doctor, I've been developing a weapon. It's
the Road Attack Zord. I helped him upload it into your system last night. You two access my bioenergy configurations without permission. We could downmorph it and use it to fend off the attack bot. Negative. Unleashing this unproven, untested entity is likely to backfire and destroy us all.
Well, even Gemma being part of it didn't help. Okay, that was kind of funny. Why not, blast at it or something? You have other weapons. Is this Tanaya attacking these two? Why are they so far behind? They didn't leave that much later. Maybe this is so we can have our unmorphed fight for the day. Episode. And she should be so dizzy.
Thank you.
You know, I'm sure it's fun for them to beat up the Rangers, but I would think, if I was in their shoes, knowing that they're down at least two Zords, I would be like, let's make them big now! She's gonna do it. I got big. This isn't going well.
I'm sorry, I don't know what happened.
But Gemma's gonna do something, I bet.
I do. And it's all my fault.
Not going to last much longer!
Alright, listen, I installed a built-in shuttle. Just give it a good whack right in the middle.
I got it!
Good whack right in the middle. Oh, that worked.
It worked! Rotatak Zord is offline.
What did you mean it was your fault?
My upgrade. It gave it too much power. Flynn, I'm so sorry.
Don't be.
Power is exactly what we need.
Dr. K, you need to listen to me very carefully.
Woo! This little thing packs a wallop.
Now they'll do it.
Now that the Rangers are done playing with their toys, destroy them once and for all!
Look out!
Take cover!
What? Somebody call for a mechanic?
Flynn!
And Gemma, we're clear to go Megazord!
So they got their swords back? I'm confused.
Whoa! How did you do that?
I diverted the wheel's excess energy. It was Flynn's idea.
Aye, let's do this thing!
Huh? Right!
Rangers, down-morphing Skyrath Megazord configuration.
Oh, okay.
Ranger Blue,
this is... They're gonna do it again? Okay.
Lucky a good mechanic never travels without his tools.
Engine set, activate!
Nothing's happening.
Wait for it.
Oh, she's happy. Oh, look at this. CGI Zord! Wow, did not see this happening. So somehow Flynn was able to make this. I mean, I know Gemma helped, but still. Wow. Even the engine cell is huge now. Ooh, it's extra flippy too. This is kind of like the warrior wheel in Zio, you know? Except it looks a little bit better.
I certainly hope you weren't doubting the competence of me or my rangers, Colonel.
Right. So that was cool, but if they had just done what I had said, they probably would have won. Well, maybe not.
Can I say? It must be the human in me.
Oh.
100% machine. Never disobey me again, or I'll reduce you to scrap.
Reduce her to scrap now! Come on, I want to see it!
Wow. Jeez. He's evil. I guess they're all evil. She's having troubles. She's got huge handwriting.
I find Blue Ranger a bit more fascinating than the rest.
Well, I'm turning in.
Me too. P.S. He's a mechanic.
P.S. Oh.
He sure isn't simple. Not at all.
Aw.
Would you be keen to give me a hand building some more Vengex destroying upgrades? Say this weekend?
I'd love to. But I'm helping Jem with
lots of other stuff.
Ho ho ho! I think she's starting to crush on Blue. Not that that's a bad thing. It's kind of cute. All right, well, that's going to do it for this time. Thank you all for watching. This was a fun episode. We got a new Zord. We got Flynn. You know, I wish there had been a scene where Flynn got to get, like, an apology from Dr. K. That would have been kind of cool. And Gemma. Both of them. But anyway, that worked out. Anyway, so next time we'll be watching the next episode of Power Rangers RPM entitled The Dome Dolls. So until then, I hope you all have a good one. Take care.
And may the power protect you.
Thank you for listening to Ranger Chronicles. Feedback for the show can be sent to prchronicles@gmail.com or feel free to leave a comment on the show's posting at powerrangerchronicles.com. Ranger Chronicles is now on Patreon. If you'd like to support the show, please visit patreon.com/rangerchronicles for more information. All images and music heard on the show are copyright the respective copyright holders and are used for entertainment purposes only. No infringement is intended. This show is dedicated to everyone, both in front of the camera and behind the scenes, who have worked to bring us Power Rangers since 1993. Ranger Chronicles is a proud member of the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Network. Please be sure to stop by twotruefreaks.com to check out more great shows. Thank you, and may the power protect you.